Gary Aldrich, what about Filegate, the 900 files that Bill Clinton illegally obtained, presumably primarily of Republican legislators to hold over their head any potential skeleton in their closet to make sure they voted right or did what Bill Clinton wanted them to do?
Well, of course, we have evidence that almost 900 to 1,000 FBI files were gathered by the Clinton White House on people who didn't work there, hadn't worked there for a long time, but were considered to be Republican employees of the Bush and Reagan White House. Some had gone on to be congressmen. Some had gone on to be senior staffers in various political organizations and on the Hill.
And that's totally illegal?
Absolutely illegal.
So why did Bill Clinton never pay a price for that?
Well, that's one of the biggest mysteries we have in the town right now. We have an independent counsel who says that he can't find any evidence of misuse. And my reckoning is that based on my work in the FBI for so many years, the mere possession of one of these files is misuse. You can't possess it. But they went ahead not only and possessed these files, but they reviewed them as well, and they shared the results of those reviews with others.
And, of course, Chuck Colson, we know, went to jail during Watergate for the possession of just one file.
That's correct.
My guest is Gary Aldrich, author of the bestseller, Unlimited Access, an FBI Agent Inside the Clinton White House. We'll talk about the Larry King-Linda Tripp interview next.